The Software Assurance Forum for Excellence in Code, SafeCode, presents Behind the Fundamental Practices for Secure Software Development with Tanya Skinner.
Hi, I'm Tanya Skinner. With SafeCode, I'm the leader of the SafeCode Technical Leadership Council, a team of representatives from each of SafeCode's member companies that's responsible for defining and executing improvement initiatives targeted for secure software development. At Intel, I'm a product security strategist and researcher responsible for driving the execution and evolution of our security development lifecycle for all product development at Intel. The Fundamental Practices for Secure Software Development Guide is a wonderful compilation of known and practiced best practices in secure software development. These are not just theoretical best practices. These are practices actually implemented at various SafeCode member companies, so they are tried and true and proven to be effective. This paper is an essential summary of the best practices that comprise a security development lifecycle, or commonly known SDL. This guide is an excellent tool for organizations at any level of maturity in secure development practices. For organizations that are new to secure development, it includes the high-level overview of essential practices, along with skill sets needed to execute these practices, and a very helpful guide to organizational and cultural challenges to consider when planning the adoption of a security development lifecycle. For mature organizations, the guide does go way deeper into some of the more complex issues and provides best practices for solving some of these big, ugly problems that we face. Readers can learn about what works for SafeCode members and benefit from the many years of experience represented in the SafeCode community.
Listeners, you can download the SafeCode Fundamental Practices for Secure Software Development free at www.safecode.org. That's www.safecode.org. Now back to Tanya to tell you how the fundamental practices for secure software development can be utilized in the industry.
Different readers will find different useful nuggets of wisdom in this document. Some areas in the document that I think are most useful today are the sections on security risk of third-party components, risk acceptance, and tips on how to plan and deploy a security development lifecycle. Let me explain why I think these are so important. First, there are a lot of great studies about software supply chain available online that show the incredible growth and usage of open source components. According to at least one industry study, open source components comprise more than half of the code base in applications for some market segments. While these components are perceived as free because you don't have to spend money to use them, they are not free from the total cost of maintenance and ownership perspective, and organizations need to plan for that and be aware of that. There are a lot of vulnerable open source components out there, and developers need to choose the components they use very carefully. You want to make sure that any component used in your code base is current, supported by an active community, and is maintained. You will need to monitor the community that maintains the components for updates, and then update those components in your product whenever a security issue is identified or fixed. The Fundamental Practice paper includes some important guidance for what to consider and what to do with third-party components. Another important part of the paper is the discussion on risk acceptance. At some point in time, every software development team will be faced with the question of what risk they are willing to accept. Consider the scenario of a major product release. It's the day before release, marketing has polluted the internet with announcements, the release party is scheduled, and a vulnerability is discovered less than 10 hours before the release. There isn't time to fix the issue and fully validate, so what do you do? Well, what you don't want to do is be faced with trying to figure this out under this crazy release pressure. What you really want is to already have predefined guidelines and criteria for how these situations will be handled. You will face this situation at some point, so what will you do? Will you use CVSS 3.0 to score the vulnerability? If it's a certain severity, will you do the release and patch later? How will you deploy the patches? What level of authority is needed to approve the release and accept the risk? Does it require a corporate officer to approve, or can Joe from validation just give it the thumbs up? These are all considerations in risk acceptance that should be carefully defined before you find yourself in this position. So think about risk acceptance, and this paper will give you some useful tips and tricks. And then last but not least is the discussion on things to consider when planning for the deployment of a secure development lifecycle. The paper itself contains a lot of information and a lot of practices. It can be a little intimidating. Don't let this scare you if you are new to secure development. You don't have to try to deploy every practice at once. You also don't need to make every project start using all the practices right away. There's many different ways you can slice and dice the deployment of secure development practices. Maybe you start with all product teams doing static code analysis and pen testing. Or you might start with the higher risk products doing threat models, architecture reviews, and secure code reviews. You don't have to start with every practice on every product at once. As a matter of fact, I would recommend against it. You can gradually adopt the practices and get better with each iteration. The fundamental practices paper gives some useful tips and tricks on things to consider and options you may not have thought about. So no matter how you slice it, applying even a fraction of the secure development practices in this paper is substantially better than doing nothing. Anything you take from this paper and apply is an improvement. So roll up your sleeves, read the paper, and start a plan. I hope you find this paper informative and helpful. I also hope you will consider joining the SafeCode family, where we get to discuss these wonderful topics as peers on the same journey. We get to learn from each other, share each other's successes, and hopefully avoid the painful mistakes our members have bravely shared in our private discussion groups. You are not alone on this journey, and SafeCode is a support group that can help. I hope to meet you in a future SafeCode meeting where we can collaborate on the next great paper.
Thank you for listening to this podcast brought to you by SafeCode. To download the fundamental practices for secure software development or learn more about SafeCode, please visit www.safecode.org. That's www.safecode.org. And be sure to look out for more podcasts on their way in the future. Music for this podcast provided by Kevin McLeod.